Good evening. I'm Keith. Thank you for being here. Before we start, could we all make the following declaration? Mother Earth, I say your name, am a planetary healer, and I am here to assist to bring you back into balance. This is a meditation to create and maintain harmony and balance in alignment with humanity's needs in the Ring of Fire Meridian. We commence by chanting one Om. Om. You take a deep breath and release all dense energy. Please visualize the Ring of Fire. The Ring of Fire is a string of volcanoes and sites of earthquakes around the edges of the Pacific Ocean. The Ring of Fire isn't quite a circular ring. It is shaped more like a 25,000-mile horseshoe, a string of 452 volcanoes stretches from the southern tip of South America, Chile, and Peru, up along the coast of North America, past Canada, across the Bering Strait, and through Japan and into New Zealand. Several active and dormant volcanoes in Antarctica close the ring. The energy that is in this Ring of Fire Meridian is so powerful that it is able to affect, balance, and realign ocean currents, weather patterns, and other aspects of Earth's biosphere that are needed to come into a new and upgraded harmony for humanity's needs. There are a great deal of Earth changes occurring in all directions, both on the political and on the geopolitical levels. The active volcanoes at the moment are in Indonesia, Papua New Guinea, Vanuatu, the Philippines, and Japan. The volcano activity that is particularly worrying is the rumblings in the Yellowstone caldera in Wyoming. The activity along the west coast of South America and the USA is very strong. In this biorelativity exercise, our focus is to provide energy stabilization and harmony to the Ring of Fire Meridian. We are going to connect to the Copper Canyon Crystal in Mexico, a very powerful crystal. Mexico is itself a very active geological area in the world, very close indeed to Mother Earth, to the inner Earth, and to the primordial energies that are connected with involvement evolution of Earth's crust and energy field. We will connect to the Vulcan Poaz crystal in Costa Rica. This crystal helps attract and discharge blocked energies in Earth's energy channels, such as modifying the Ring of Fire to create balance in that area. We will connect to the Lago Puelo crystal in Argentina. This crystal sustains the work with other crystals to manifest higher energy on Earth. So, let us now call and raise the etheric crystal at Copper Canyon in Mexico. At the same time, we will raise the crystal in Vulcan Poaz in Costa Rica and the crystal in Lago Puelo, Argentina. The crystals are 3 kilometers above their position, and the 3 crystals form a triangle. Vulcan Poaz and Lago Puelo will act as supportive crystals, supporting the intense energy going into and emanating from the Copper Canyon crystal. Focus on your third eye. Using the highest arcane power within you, send directly from your third eye an energy of healing, balancing, and harmonizing into the Copper Canyon crystal now. The light that is emanating from the Copper Canyon crystal is being amplified by your powerful thoughts and by your arcane energy. Now, with the second part of our third eye, focus on the Vulcan Poaz crystal, directing your arcane thoughts of healing, balancing, and harmonizing to this crystal now. Add energy of arcane power, healing, and stabilization is now doubling as your arcane thoughts goes through the Vulcan Poaz crystal directly into the Copper Canyon crystal. Now, using the third part of your third eye, send the same arcane healing thoughts to the Lago Puelo crystal. It is being reflected now from that crystal at a higher amplification back to the Copper Canyon crystal. And the crystals are now creating, with your arcane power and intention, a powerful spiral of light that is emanating up into the atmosphere. Visualize this beautiful holographic spiral of light from the triangle of crystals over the ring of fire. The spiral light that we are generating is so powerful. Remember, it is a dialectic force. It is far beyond what each of us can do individually. We are in a powerful group energy field. We now call for fifth dimensional Omega Light to come into our holographic spiral of light. This Omega Light is received by the Ascalia Mira a fifth-dimensional etheric mirror that is directly over the North Pole. Visualize the mirror receiving the light and energy from the central sun. It is gathering high spiritual light. Omega light. The spiral of light now receives omega light. We now call on the Ring of Ascension and ask it to come into the spiral. The Ring of Ascension will take the energy and place it in all the areas that need support. This great spiral of light has huge powers of balance and has beautiful powers of bringing an energy of stabilization, harmony, and divine healing light, and is ready to be placed into the Ring of Fire Meridian. We visualize the spiral of light entering the meridian at the tail end of South America and beginning its journey. Following the Ring of Fire, we continue to visualize the light on its journey past the west coast of South America and the USA. We now focus on Yellowstone National Park in Wyoming, which is 1,600 miles west from the California coast. We send this flow of energy to the Yellowstone caldera and visualize fifth dimensional light going into this huge volcano. We return to the Ring of Fire Meridian and continue past Canada, across the Bering Strait, and now down to Japan, past the Philippines, continuing to Indonesia, and now we go across to Papua New Guinea, Vanuatu, and New Zealand. The Ring of Ascension will place the light in all areas that need calm, balance, and harmony. Now, see this energy spreading all through the Pacific Ocean. The Arcturians are connecting telepathically with each of you now in your light work, in your desire to send healing and harmony to the Ring of Fire Meridian. With your arcane power, you can simultaneously send light and healing thoughts from your third eye to all the crystals and see this powerful triangular connection of high frequency healing and stabilizing light, downloading powerful healing energy of balance and harmony into the Ring of Fire Meridian and spreading to all the areas in need of balance. This crystal light is an omnidirectional, omnipresent light that is being transmitted omnidirectionally around the whole planet, simultaneously bringing in a spiritual light stream of higher dimensional accessibility. This is a wonderful experience for all beings in this deep connective exercise. This biorelativity healing light is not only activating and helping to heal and stabilize the ring of fire, but it is also activating each of you as participants in an international and powerful biorelativity healing exercise. Each of you feels the power of your third eye and the increased arcane power of your ability to amplify your healing thoughts and healing energies. We are helping to calm the energy down in a miraculous way, in a quantum way. A golden halo of light, a ring of light, is now over the Pacific Rim and in the Ring of Fire Meridian. We hold the intention that all the crystals will remain up for the next week so that the crystals can continually send light to the Ring of Fire Meridian. We thank the Arcturians and the crystals for their support. We thank the Ring of Ascension. Bring your focus back to your body and the room you are in. Thank you, Starseeds, for this very high-level work for Gaia.